Psalm 117 is the shortest of the Psalms. It calls upon all nations to praise Yahweh for the way he has treated Israel. And this is the Psalm, two simple verses. Praise Yahweh, all you nations, extol him, all you peoples, for great is his chesed, his kindness towards us. The faithfulness, emet, of God, Yahweh endures forever. Hallelujah. That's it. And just similar ones now. Jeremiah 20:13. Sing to Yahweh, praise Yahweh. He has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of the evildoers. Or Isaiah 49. Sing for joy, O heavens. Exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For Yahweh has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. And the last comment, to show you where Paul uses this psalm in a section of the letter to the Romans. So he includes it among the quotations which he uses to indicate God's will to reach out to the Gentiles. Paul's in Corinth. It's the year 56, 57, over that winter of 56, 57. He's writing to Rome, but he's also on his way to Jerusalem. So he's really writing his gospel, inverted commas, his what he preaches. And it's as much he has in mind, as much the Jerusalem church as anyone else. Because a lot of people have got ahead saying he's unorthodox, he's not properly following Judaism, and you know the story. So he's writing out his... That's why it's such an organized, thought through, systematic and wonderful letter. And at one section towards the end, there are only 16 chapters, in chapter 15 he's going back over the literature and showing you why it was always God's will that the good news go out to the whole of the world. And he's already said that in Abraham chapter 4. He's expressing his Judaism as being authentic Judaism as lived by Jesus. That's his aim. Well, this is what he says, and I'll now read it, and it includes our psalm. Christ has become a servant of the circumcised Jews on behalf of the faithfulness of God in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs. That's right back. And in order that the Gentiles, meaning non-Jews, might glorify God for God's mercy, as it is written. And now a number of references. Firstly, to Psalm 18. Therefore, I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. Then he quotes Deuteronomy. Again, he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And then he quotes our psalm. And again, praise Yahweh, all you Gentiles, let all the peoples praise him. And finally, he quotes from Isaiah chapter 11, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him, the Gentiles, the nations, shall hope. So he's dug through his scriptures, his scrolls, and found texts that he sees as fulfilled in the Christian Jewish movement, which is taking the message of Israel to the peoples.